Hey, this is Heather Aubrey Lloyd. 11 days remain in 2017, the year that I put out my solo CD, A Message in the Mess. Happens to have 11 songs on it. So, every day, I'm going to count down the songs one by one, giving you a little bit of backstory on each of them. Today, it's track 3, Cast Off. I love useful things that happen to be beautiful, almost as an afterthought. Among my collection, a metal rosary, the crucifix smoothed like a tumbled stone by a constant tide of a stranger's prayers, an old General Electric fan, a gooseneck desk lamp from the 20s, a huge desk with 1976 farm income tax returns accidentally glued to the inside of its drawers like makeshift shelf liners. I find used things are less precious and more satisfying, like the Velveteen Rabbit, all in the process of becoming real. Little kids love the things they love hard, and they can become infatuated with mundane objects. Every stick a magic wand, every styrofoam kernel-filled package a snow day, every seashell a treasure. And aren't they? I mean, a free object you found, get to keep, get to play with how you want, and won't get in trouble if you break. There are adults who would love to be able to find that kind of joy again, that kind of power. But we grow up, and we lose it. Except with one thing, bubble wrap. There was actually a published study conducted in the 90s about why we love bubble wrap so much. Psychology professor Kathleen M. Dillon provided historic supports for the anti-stress properties of futzing with stuff. In ancient Greece and modern Asia, folks carried smooth stones called fingering pieces, or worry beads, for their calming effects. That well-loved rosary is another such device. Test subjects who got to pop 2 sheets of bubble wrap felt instant gratification and reported higher levels of calmness and alertness than the group denied this addictive, small-scale destruction. A compulsive physical pleasure. A release not unlike sex. Because science.
I got a body like bubble wrap and you gotta make it pop. A compulsive pleasure and I hope you never stop. Every satisfying step of pressure and release. Now you've broken through, making music out of me.
I think my ideal kind of love is one with the innocence of childhood and the pleasure of adulthood. I want to do it in pillow forts. I want to remember how to be as excited about the toy as the cardboard box that it came in. I want to see with the wonder of childhood all the quirky beauty and possibility in another person and be myself seen as the spaceship treehouse time machine that plain cardboard box me was truly meant to be.
I got a heart like a cardboard box and you're a crazy kid. Got put out on the curb but you saved me, yes you did. Saw the spaceship treehouse time machine nobody else could see. Now you're here inside, making magic out of me.
But the world grows up and misuses us. People stop being able to see us, lose interest in their old toys, and throw us away. I'd written plenty of breakup songs, but very few love songs. And I wanted to try my hand at one where I thought I could say something unique about a pretty overworked subject. Cast Off is my 3 vignette folk song again, just like Lunatic Yell, in the last podcast episode. Those first 2 verses came quickly. Cardboard boxes and bubble wrap. Each gave me an opportunity to link childhood and adulthood. I needed a 3rd verse, and more examples of reclaimed things. I looked around my apartment. My old Return of the Jedi sleeping bag I cut up around the slumber party soda stains and upcycled into a new pillowcase. Little woodworking projects. I thought of the tractor tire playground where I used to go to summer camp, and the soup cans turned lanterns I buy every year from a vendor at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Soup cans, that's it. The way kids play telephone. What better 3rd verse linking childhood, adulthood, love, and relationships than one about communication?
I got a mind like soup cans tied by a string in between. But without you on the other side, no one's listening. But you followed the line and put the end up to your ear. You dug out the message only you could hear.
We had fun with this one in the studio. Almost every object I listed got its second life as an instrument. Soup cans, wood pellets, cardboard, and yes, bubble wrap. Producer Joel Ackerson tried to talk me into a hidden track of nothing but bubble wrap percussion just to prove he had actually popped the stuff in rhythm. Talk about committing to the song.
Because one man's trash is another man's treasure. guess I just needed another man, a little more vision and a dream. The right captain, a cast off his reborn on the sea. The right captain, a cast off his reborn on the sea.
Cast Off wasn't about anyone in particular. Sorry to burst your bubble wrap. But I was aspiring to the song, like with a lot of the songs I wrote for A Message in the Mess. I hadn't found that love yet, but I was figuring out what I wanted, finding a way to be playful about love again. See, not long after the first beloved blankie goes missing or the second or third major heartbreak, we get more protective about our stuff, and we take fewer chances on anything that seems a little scratch and dent. But we're all scratch and dent. And someone should find us and bring us back to life, repurposed as something imaginative and fun. This song is all about rediscovering play, playing with the meaning of words, like what it means to be cast off. Maybe you're discarded, or maybe you're setting out on some incredible new journey with the right crew. A Message in the Mess is available on iTunes, Spotify, and at my website, heatheraubreylloyd.com.